suppose that crude oil prices gain back some of their earlier rises and move up $2 or $3 per barrel in the coming week. If that's the case, then this would double the expectation of higher gasoline prices.
Average price for mid-grade nationwide was $3.38 and premium now at $3.50 a gallon. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Frugal, thrifty, penny-wise. Let's call it like it really is. You're cheap and you're proud. At CheapTickets.com, we think that's a good thing. So share stories of your legendary cheapness with us at CheapTickets.com/your story. Upload photos and tell us ways you save some serious cash. We may just use your story in our advertising, and you could win the ultimate vacation package. So show us you're cheap at CheapTickets.com/your story today.
CheapTickets.com. The less you pay, the better it feels. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Begins 3/10/08 and ends 3/31/08. See site for details.
The overall death toll in Iraq now sits at 4,000. That following a roadside bomb that killed four soldiers in Baghdad yesterday. At least 61 others were killed throughout the country Sunday. Correspondent Sagar Mughani reports, though, the death toll in Iraq far lower than in other modern conflicts.
A key difference in Iraq has been the total of soldiers wounded but not killed, due in part to better battlefield medicine and armor. For every American killed in Iraq, about 15 have been wounded. That number.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience gets inside your head, and you get upset with that, make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Does peace really have a chance within our lifetime? At Rotary, we believe it does. We've created programs at universities around the world dedicated solely to teaching peace to a new generation. There's a new symbol for peace. Rotary.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Kenneth John of Freedom Rings. Join me every Monday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for a spirited discussion of the issues of the day. Are you sick of the same tired positions the liberals and conservatives make? Check out A Fresh Perspective on Freedom Rings, Monday mornings from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Right here on AM 1410 WRMN. Give me liberty or give me death.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Good. You have a good Easter?
Of course. Had a really nice, peaceful Easter.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. As usual on a holiday, I just pigged out.
I didn't get a chance to pig out. I got a lot of rest, though. It was nice and relaxing
good.
Day, yeah.
That's good.
I wanted to go golfing, but the weather just didn't cooperate. You know, usually I try
Spring's
to go.
Spring's never going to be
coming. It's never coming. It's going to be one of those springs, I bet, where it just goes from snow to like 90.
90.
Yeah. I don't like springs like that.
Exactly. Well, I'll say I did, when did the snow come? Was it, Saturday morning I cross-country skied.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, that was kind of neat. In fact, the sun was so warm.
Uh-huh.
All I wore was like a windbreaker on top and windbreaker pants.
Okay.
And I took the windbreaker off.
Oh, really?
Actually. And it was warm.
Do you have long underwear on or anything?
Nothing.
Like that? Really?
No.
Wow. You're out there working up a sweat, though. You're keeping warm.
Well, that's the thing. With cross-country skiing, you keep your body really warm. And then that sun, this time of year, is really hot.
Yesterday was a really...
That was great. Because I remember hearing stories about, you know, skiers in the springtime in Colorado, you know, skiing in their shorts. And I could have cross-country skied in my shorts.
I imagine you could have.
And I wouldn't have been cold at all.
Okay.
I mean, a lot bigger chill going to a 70-degree swimming pool or something like that, for example.
Absolutely.
What it was like.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of neat.
Cool.
At least. So, I'm tired. I don't know.
We're all tired here today for some reason.
Oh, well, my wife and I played cards forever last night.
Oh, yeah?
We played forever.
What's your game of choice?
Well, actually, my game is bridge, but not many people play that.
Okay.
So, but we were teaching... my wife's son how to play bridge actually last night, so we played that a little bit. We played some hearts. We played some pinochle.
Uh huh.
That's her. My wife's game of choice is pinochle.
Nice.
So, but we just kept going. I didn't even know what time it was, and it was 2 o'clock or 1:30 before I realized it. Then I had to get my dose of John Adams that I had DVR'd.
Okay.
I went to bed real late last night.
Wow.
So, by the way, folks, if you haven't seen that on HBO, last night wasn't as good as the first two segments, but it's John Adams' story on HBO. It's a 7-part series. It's really, really good. It's really for, you know, and of course, you know, HBO movies, you can't even call it a made-for-TV movie because they really produce them like a really real feature film.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's very well produced, and this is no exception, and this is one of the better ones, I think. That they've done.
Was it an
hour long? In fact, it's co-produced by Tom Hanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Paul Giamatti plays John Adams.
Wow.
And it's really interesting. It's really cool. And I think, especially for younger folk out there, because I from what I understand, they're not getting much American history from the government school system.
Any accurate information, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think they're getting more information about... Booker T. Washington.
Right.
And Gloria Steinem or something like that.
Now, is this an hour-long program? Is it a mini
series? I think it's hour 15 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
And they've gone through three. Now, this week, I'm sure they're, you know, how HBO is, they're going to be replaying all week.
Of course.
The third segment. So it's every Sunday night. And that'll be a series of seven. Gone through the first week was... the Boston Massacre and the pre-Revolutionary War, Boston Massacre and Boston Tea Party and that sort of thing. John Adams actually he defended the British sentries, successfully in the Boston Massacre. It's kind of interesting. Second segment was about the Declaration of Independence and the vote for independence, and now they're going to war. John Adams went to France to convince the French to help. the Americans out. So it's a really interesting series. I highly recommend it.
Now, what, according to them, was the big thing behind the Boston Massacre? What was that all about?
Well, I think history's really... I don't think anything's really truly clear on that.
Okay.
But the way it's portrayed on the series was that the revolutionary radicals headed by Sam Adams,
uh-huh,
which is the cousin of John Adams,
okay,
were throwing things at these sentries and urging them to shoot and,
right,
and,
right,
and just, you know, egging them on. And supposedly, according to the John Adams defense, there was a club was thrown, hit a sentry, and the arms, which were cocked and ready to fire, accidentally discharged.
Oh.
And then all chaos broke loose.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I thought that was kind of vague, and my history's never
and
really
so pinpointed. John Adams successfully defended them, saying, uh-huh, that it was provoked and self-defense.
Okay.
And even though everybody hated the British sentries, a jury of American peers voted not guilty.
Okay. There you go.
So, yeah, it was kind of a cool, that's kind of a cool story.
Yeah,
and then it showed and then showed the principles of John Adams. And so when he decided to revolt against the king, then that carried a lot of weight because he had been this, you know, measured attorney,
uh-huh,
you know, with principles and not apt to just jump into the fray, right, of, right, revolution.
Right.
So when he decided it was time, and Benjamin Franklin was another one.
Uh-huh.
Those two decided that kind of tipped the scales, I think.
Well, if it's time according for them, this, it's time for everybody.
Right. According to the miniseries.
Right, right.
So, anyway, we should move on. I think I want to talk a little bit about the Real ID Act. I hope to have somebody talking about this eventually, although the issue is really coming to the forefront now. Evidently, in a short matter of time, if a state hasn't passed its approval of the Homeland Security-induced Real ID Act, which a lot of people says is tantamount to a national ID card, people won't be able to fly. Like, I guess there's four states that are not complying. South Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire. I forget the fourth.
Uh-huh.
But they have not passed laws complying with the National ID Act. And supposedly citizens from those states won't be able to fly on a commercial airline.
Really?
After that. Or they'll have to go through a secondary search or something, or like, interrogation or something like that. but I understand that that Homeland Security is backing down a little bit, and they're giving extensions to these states even though they're not asking for them. So it should be interesting to find out what happens with this. But I'm glad to see at least some states standing up to the federal government. Of course, Illinois never being one of those.
Huh. The Real ID Act of 2005 requires people entering federal buildings, boarding airplanes, or opening bank accounts to present identification that has met certain security and authentication standards.
There you go.
Found it right now on Google.
The internet is amazing, isn't it?
It is. If you want instant access to anything, just type in the word in Google and boom, you're there.
Yep. Okay, so we are going to have a guest today. His name is Christopher Klicka. He is with... the Homeschool Legal, he's the senior counsel, actually, of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And we will be talking about homeschooling and this recent California decision that condemns 150,000 parents to a criminal crime for keeping their children at home and teaching them themselves, even though it's been shown that home educators teach their children to a better extent than the government schools. So it should be an interesting hour of discussion. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410, and we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all.
We're back so soon. Okay. All right, this is Freedom Rings, and we're going to like to welcome to the program right now Christopher Klicka, Senior Counsel for the Home School Legal Defense Association. How you doing, Christopher?
Very good.
Well, of course, a lot of big news lately in the homeschooling movement. A rather interesting decision handed down in California, basically making it illegal for parents to teach their children at home unless they have the papers, the credentials, I guess supplied by the state to be an educator. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's got to be. That's got to make a few tens of thousands or more parents pretty irate in California, I would think.
Yeah, there's estimated about 150,000 families at homeschool in California. So this is. Really caused a huge reaction, a lot of hand-wringing concern, because what you have in California is you do not have a homeschooling law. And, in fact, it's a lot like Illinois. Illinois doesn't have a homeschool law, but you have a favorable decision in Illinois from 1950 from your Illinois Supreme Court that said, essentially, that homeschoolers could exist. In California from the 1950s, you've got Supreme Court of California decision and an appellate court decision that says you can't homeschool unless you have a teaching certificate. And so between 1950s and here to now, homeschooling has been able to go on, and particularly it took a big jump in early 1980s, as families began to be disgruntled with public schools. They were looking for options, and they started to homeschool in California and throughout the country, and that's when our organization was born in 1983. And so it's grown and grown and grown, and we at the Homeschool Offensive won cases and thousands of conflicts at the local level, proving that a homeschool is a private school, because private schools don't have to do a whole lot. They have to file an affidavit and make sure they have a competent teacher and this sort of thing. And the that has been working great for these 150,000 families. But suddenly a court has looked at it in a kind of in a vacuum, this appellate court. They've looked at a situation with a seemingly negligent family that was having some issues with negligence with their kids, and the father handled the case pro se without a lawyer. He appealed it. He lost, and he appealed it to the appellate court. And so instead of the appellate court looking at this case uniquely as applying to this family, they decided to apply it to everybody in the whole state. And like I said, operating in this vacuum of not, I don't think, realizing that 150,000 people are doing this. And instead they looked at this 1950 case that said they had to be certified, and that's what they echoed, that same ruling. So that's where we are today in California.
Well, isn't there a standing U.S. Supreme Court decision back like 1969 or something like that? My recollection is Chief Justice Warren Burger had made a majority decision that basically said that's a paramount right of parents.
Yeah, what happened, there's been four major U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Two of them were way back in the 1920s that ruled against states that were trying to come up with compulsory attendance laws requiring kids to only attend public school. And those were struck down, and they said that parents have this fundamental right to direct the education and upbringing of their kids. Then the Wisconsin versus Yoder case in 1973, I think that's the one you were...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And they echoed it, you know, for the Amish, and said, because Amish wanted to homeschool their junior high kids in high school, because that was the time they wanted to focus on apprenticeships and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they won that case, and the court echoed that same concept. Parents have a fundamental right to direct the education, upbringing their children. And then finally in the Troxel case, which was just a couple years ago, they struck down a grandparents' visitation statute in Washington, state of Washington. And they restated it once again. So you're absolutely right. This court in California, by banning 99% of homeschooler families from doing this, is going contrary to this fundamental right that the U.S. Supreme Court has referred to.
Well, one would assume that the court ruled that way because they must have some knowledge or facts and figures that evidently children in homeschools aren't taught as well, and that's why the parents need credentials.
They didn't have one fact in the decision, and it was just they didn't even refer to that. They said this. They said that they were looking purely at it from a control perspective. They said parents who have their children homeschooled under being a private school, that it's a ruse. That was the term that they used, a ruse. It's a disguise so they didn't have to have a credentialed, teacher teaching. And that's all they said. They didn't say that a certified teacher was necessary for kids to be educated. They didn't cite any statistics or facts that homeschooling wasn't working. In fact, to the contrary, homeschooling has been working tremendously in California and throughout the country.
I had heard that homeschoolers over all types of subjects, all types of grade score between 35 or more percentile in testing versus public school students.
That's right. Homeschoolers on the average for 20-some years, almost 25 years, unbroken track record. Homeschoolers, on the average of all the tests and studies and surveys that have been done, are scoring 20 to 30 points above the national average on standardized achievement tests. And when they go to college and want to take a college entrance exam, the ACT and SAT, the College Board,
right,
they've been tracking homeschoolers,
mm-hmm,
and have found over the last 10 years the homeschoolers are scoring above average. So it really works, and even the universities that have done surveys of their student body, we have record of this, they look at the student body and find that the homeschool graduates in their college have higher grade point average. So, you know, the message is clear. Homeschooling really works. And for the court to try to insinuate that it doesn't, they've got their heads.
Well, what does that say for credentializing teachers in the first place?
There's no correlation between a teaching certificate and students' performance. In fact, another study was done by Dr. Eric Hanacek, mm-hmm. a university professor out of Rochester
right.
University.
Yep.
And he said, after looking at 113 different studies of the impact of teacher certification and qualifications on student performance, he said there was no positive correlation. And he found, in fact, in 7% of the studies that there was a negative correlation. So,
well, if one looks at this logically, I would think that anybody who wants to start a school without credentials, homeschool or private school for that matter, it would seem to me in this land of the free and home of the brave, should be able to do so.
Oh, absolutely.
But that doesn't seem to be the case now, is it?
Yeah, we won the battle. When I started in 1985 working at Homeschool Legal Defense, we were a very teeny organization. We went to the courts and legislatures all across this land, and God graciously gave us the victories one by one, little by little, and by 1993, homeschooling became legal in all 50 states after only being legal in 5. And that's where it's been. You know, we've continued to have lots of hassles and attempts to turn the clock back, you know, various legislatures. We've had all kinds of trouble in different areas, and but you know, we've maintained the freedom until California. Suddenly, California's really raised the stakes here.
And I understand one of the justices in their decision said, he ignored the educational aspect of the case, and basically said that the schools are there to teach good citizenship and allegiance to the state and federal government, which is consistent with what a lot of us libertarian types have accused public school system or the government schools, as I prefer to call them, of being, which is basically youth propaganda camps. And that goes along with what the justice said.
Absolutely. And I think you're right about that. I think these were very statist judges that, believe the state knows best, not parents know best. They were control-oriented people, individuals who cared more about control of the state over education than they did about the results, which, you know, homeschoolers clearly have the results.
So what's the game plan now, do you know, as far as fighting this issue in California?
Well, we're setting up refugee camps in Nevada and neighboring states so people can flee. No, I'm joking. So far, it's been good because you've got kind of a healthy tension going back and forth. You've got the court saying homeschoolers can only have a teaching certificate, and of course that's precedent for all local officials and prosecutors who are in charge of enforcing compulsory attendance. So that's the authority over those guys. They're supposed to follow that. But then on the other hand, those same local officials are also under the authority of the governor. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has come out and said, no, this decision is wrong. It's outrageous. Parents do have a constitutional right to homeschool. And then you've got the state superintendent who's also over these guys, the local school officials saying, hey, nothing's changed. Homeschooling is still legal.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting.
They disagree. The state superintendent disagrees with this. You've got the legislature all up in arms about it, and there's a resolution currently been introduced, and they're starting to get co-sponsors that condemns this court decision as wrong and states that homeschoolers have a right to exist in California without a certificate.
Well, knowing California and their initiative process, I have to imagine almost immediately there might be some constitutional amendment proposed to get on the ballot to clarify things as far as homeschooling.
That's right. And so you've got all the politics is they're at each other's throats, so to speak, and that's good because that means nothing's going to be done in the short term for homeschoolers. They're going to be able to continue homeschooling. I'm sure they'll get through to the summer, and there shouldn't be any breakout of cases is what we suspect. Plus, we are working on an initiative, which your listeners can be involved in, and it's a petition drive to get signatures to the California Supreme Court, because the California Supreme Court is over the appellate court that made this decision.
Right. That's you anticipated my next question, if that's going to be appealed to the...
Yeah, well, it's going to be appealed, and we are petitioning the court to depublish the decision. In California, you can do that.
What does that mean, depublish?
The California Supreme Court does from time to time. They look at a lower court decision that's, you know, been published and it has precedential value, and they say, wait a second, this is causing a big ruckus here, or we disagree with this. We're going to depublish this decision. In other words, we're not going to overturn it, but we're just going to make it of no effect.
Really?
And it won't have any precedential value. So we've got a petition drive going. People can go to our website. We've already got well over 200,000 signatures, and we're going to submit that to the court in April and hope that the court will look at this and say, yeah, this is a big, there's a big uproar all across the country on this. We don't need to keep this thing out there. We're going to depublish it. And that's the kind of the easiest, quickest, most non-controversial way the Supreme Court can deal with this. So that's what we're hoping.
What's your website address?
Our website is hslda.org. That's our initials for Home School Legal Defense Association. hslda.org. And it only takes about 1 minute and a half to sign your name on this petition.
We're talking with Christopher Klicka with the Home School Legal Defense Association. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Have any questions, comments, observations, perspectives, give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Tired of the status quo? Do you feel out of touch with the people who claim to be serving you in office? Well, so are we, and we plan on doing something about it. We are the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, a nonpartisan group of citizens who believe we the people still mean something. When we, the people, get informed, active, and involved, we begin the restoration of accountability in government to the people under constitutional principles and true liberty to the individual. If you want to do something to change the status quo, then join us at our monthly meeting in Empty Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jared at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
and 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri, make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, talking with Christopher Klicka with the Home School Legal Defense Association. What do you say we go to the phones, Chris?
Good.
We have Bob on the air. Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Yes, I just tuned in the station, and I forgive me if somebody else had already asked this question. But in the event that a person wants to homeschool their kids, they can't just say, okay, I bought a set of encyclopedias, and the kid is reading the encyclopedia, so that's how I'm homeschooling it. I assume that there must be some regular procedure, like, oh, DeVry has has mail order courses and so on. Could you please clarify that, just what the procedure is for homeschooling for the average person?
Well, it varies from state to state. No two states have the same law exactly. A lot of states require homeschool families to notify the local school district that they are homeschooling and that they promise to teach certain subjects for a certain amount of days, 180 days. That's it. It's an honor system in about half the states. Then another quarter of the states at least require homeschoolers to do an annual test, a standardized achievement test, where they have to score, at least average on these tests, or they have to have an evaluation done, like if it's a special needs child or something, or the child's not a good test taker, and that evaluation just has to say the child's done well according to its ability. And so, and then there's states like California and Illinois where homeschools have to meet the same standards as the private schools. So there is some restrictions, but it's pretty minimal for the most part to maximize parental liberty, and that's what we like. We believe parents generally act in the best interests of their children. We much rather trust parents than we would the state, because they have failed us so miserably in the public schools are proof in the pudding, you know, that it's not working.
Well, would you, association, have a list, a recommended list of books that they use? Do you have something like that?
Yeah, actually, this is a good time to mention to you, to the listeners, is that you can call our phone number and we'll send you a free homeschool packet that lists out, you know, curricula that you, that's available, gives you resources that you can go to and websites and that sort of thing to help you get started. If people just call 540-338-5600, that's 540-338-5600. It's our general number to say you'd like our free homeschool packet, and we'll zip that out to you, and you can also, we'll send you information on how you can join Homeschool Legal Defense.
Okay, and is Illinois one of the states that doesn't have too much requirement, or what?
Yes, yeah, Illinois is a lot like California. It's one of the freer states to homeschool. It's a good state.
I see. And then for take, you know, progress tests, would that be included in the homeschool package, or?
Yeah,
in other words,
information on that would be in that package, so you could get one yourself.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks,
God bless you.
Thanks for your call, Bob.
You're welcome.
Now, some would say, Christopher, that even though, in general, homeschooling parents do a great job teaching their children as far as the, you know, the basics in education, that but they don't get the socialization education that children in the so-called public schools get. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's been a charge that they've brought up for 20-some years, and it's really not true in any stretch of the imagination. The average homeschooler, for instance, is involved in homeschool support groups in their community that enable them to have regular contact with fellow homeschoolers of different age groups and this sort of thing. A lot of them go to church, so they're involved in youth groups. All of them live in neighborhoods, so they know their neighborhood kids and play with them and do stuff like my son. I got seven kids, and my youngest son, he's got, you know, two good friends in the next two houses next to us, and they're doing everything together, and they've got so many opportunities. Also, the homeschoolers in interacting with the community as they get towards junior high and high school, they have opportunities for apprenticeships. They get accustomed to the work world and learn skills and trades and this sort of a thing, which, you know, in public school, you're kind of stuck in the classroom and you miss a lot of the real world kind of training that the homeschoolers can participate in, because homeschooling takes a whole lot less time than public schooling because they don't have all the distraction and the snow days. You don't have any snow days for homeschoolers. You know, they just keep on keeping on, and you don't have any teacher strikes either. You got a real consistency in education, so you get more done and you get more time for other things.
And it's my understanding that, as you said, homeschoolers tend to have the chance to relate to a lot of different age groups.
Yeah.
Where in the government school system, they're segregated into their own age group, sometimes their own mental abilities. Actually, it was my experience, at least, and I think a lot of people agree with this, the government school system set up what evolves as a clique system, where it really gets really nasty, and actually the socialization becomes a lot more concentrated instead of the reverse, whereas, as you say, with home education, there are so many different avenues of education available, reacting with different types of people and adults and children of different ages, that actually I would think the opposite may be true from the charge.
That's right, and we'd agree with that. When I've traveled all over this country. I've traveled all 50 states. I've spoke at the homeschool conventions for the last 23 years. started out with just a couple hundred people coming. Now there's, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. Even in down in Florida, they got 14,000 people come together. Big, huge, you know, auditorium. It's just amazing. And I've met homeschool kids. I meet them everywhere, and I look at them, and I shake their hand, and seven-year-olds can talk to me about the current presidential race, and, you know, 15-year-olds can have a, you know, full discussion with me, and they seem to, you know, have their eyes directed at you, and they're not looking at their feet and just messing around with their friends. So it's amazing how these homeschool kids are socialized. They have a much better ability to communicate than their peers.
And another thing that occurs to me is that in the government school system, there's always this continual fight about curriculum, about values, about should we be teaching sex education in the schools? Should there be prayer in the schools? Should you know, should be Johnny be reading Tommy Has Two Mommies or whatever? Forget the name of that book. Oh, and
Heather,
it's a constant fight between different cultural groups as far as what should be taught. In home education, gee, the parents get the chance to instill their own moral values in their children. What a concept.
Oh, yeah, and that's the beauty of it, and that's the beauty of freedom, too. And that's what we're for. We stand for freedom. At the Homeschool Legal Fence, we got 80,000 families that are members, and we have a presence in all 50 state legislatures. We fight the bad bills that will restrict parental liberty, and we, you know, improve the laws to expand it. And we, you know, we're at the cutting edge of protecting freedom, because if the homeschoolers lose, the private schools will lose. If private schools lose, you know, we're going to lose in the family. And so we want to. We want to keep homeschooling free, and so people have that choice to homeschool their kids without having all those influences you were just talking about.
We have another Bob on the line. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's rather interesting. For the last 50 years, 50-plus years, I've run a junior marksmanship program at the club that I'm instructor at. Kids from the ages of 10 through 18, and they come from all walks of life. We have a broad membership, and their children and grandchildren are available to them, as well as to the general public. About 5 years ago, we started getting homeschoolers, and they have a regular network, so the word got around pretty quick that, you know, that here was something that the kids might be interested in. And we had sometimes as many as 18 or 20 homeschoolers that were involved in our program, which ran from September through April. The point that I want to make is that from a socialization standpoint, these kids really were there. And I mean that in the very best way. They tended to socialize with other homeschoolers. And you want to talk about manners. These kids had it head and shoulders above anyone else, articulate, and when it came time when they left us, usually at the age of 17, they were off to college, Princeton, Rutgers, you name it. They were highly intelligent individuals, both boys and girls, and the type of socialization that they had, the people that they associated with, for a large part, were other homeschoolers. And they had no difficulty in integrating with the other students that we had that were not homeschoolers. But it was pretty obvious that some of their good habits rubbed off on these other kids.
Oh, there you go.
It wasn't vice versa, I'll tell you. It was really remarkable at the end of a session to have them come over and personally thank you for the time that you took with them. If I had my druthers, I'd have homeschoolers 100%. They're fantastic. Keep up the good work, guys.
Great story, Bob. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. That's a great report, and that's something that I hear over and over and over and over again. And it's wonderful when parents can really give input and pour their lives into their children instead of just shipping them off to a public school that teaches multiculturalism and, you know, that homosexuality and abortion are okay. And, you know, they just they teach all these values that are contrary to the Judeo-Christian values that our country's been founded on.
Okay, we're talking with Christopher Klicka. He is a senior counsel for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. If you have any questions, give us a call at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you drive to six, I'll tax
Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings, talking with Christopher Klicka of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Chris, you talked about that petition to the California Supreme Court to, I forget the term,
Depublish.
Depublish. Okay, and what? How can people sign that petition? Why don't you go over that again?
Yep, they can just go to our website, and the first thing that pops out at you is the petition. In fact, it's this first screen. If you want to go to our full website and check all the homeschool studies and what's going on in your state, we got a state map and all the homeschool news, you can hit another spot. But right there, you can sign the petition. It takes about a minute and a half. It's hslda.org. That's website is hslda.org. And we just urge people to go there. We've already got over 200,000 signatures. We're going to submit those to the Supreme Court of California. You can sign from every state, and any citizen can get on that. And so we hope to persuade the court to depublish the opinion so it has no effect in California.
And if parents would like to start homeschooling their children, you have a packet that they can get free of charge?
Yep, free homeschool packet. Just call our offices today at 540-338-5600. 540-338-5600. We'll send you a free homeschool pack to get started.
Christopher, thank you very much for being on the program today.
All right, thanks for having me. God bless you all.
All right, quotation of the week, this from H.L. Mencken. The notion that a radical is one who hates his country is naive and usually idiotic. He is more likely one who likes his country more than the rest of us and is thus more disturbed than the rest of all of us when he sees it debauched. He is not a bad citizen turning to crime. He is a good citizen driven to despair.
This is the home of the most amazing show on the radio. The Radio Shopping Show.
WRMN, AM 1410, Elgin.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Dick Shannon. Vice President Dick Cheney says he, like anyone, regrets every casualty, every loss in Iraq. Cheney in Jerusalem, where he was asked today about news of the 4,000th American death in Iraq. The milestone was reached yesterday when four soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. The vice president acknowledged the mark may have a psychological impact on the American public. American sentiment, they made that known in 2006 when Democrats became the majority party in Congress.
This year, people are even more upset because we're spending all this money abroad at the very time when our own domestic